Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Ooh, it's good to be in the house of the Lord, isn't it? So glad to see you all this morning. And I'm just filled with tag, you're it. Thanksgiving, appreciation, and gratitude. And so I'm just so glad to be here this morning. And I'm going to go right into our scripture. And our scripture is from Philippians 1, verse 6. And this is the way it reads. Being confident of this very thing, that he which begun a good work in you will complete it, will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. And that is Philippians 1 and 6. Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the end of the day of Jesus Christ. And y'all, we're starting a new series. That's what I'm trying to say. We're starting a new series this week. And the series that we are doing is called, yeah, it's really cool. It is called Not Finished, The Weight of Freedom. The Weight of Freedom. The W-A-I-T of Freedom, as well as the W-E-I-G-H-T of Freedom. So as we consider our freedom as Christ has expressed it towards us, what does that look like? So I'm going to define some words for you. And the first word that we are going to consider this morning is wait. What does it mean for us to wait? And what it means for us to wait is to stay where we are, or it means that there is a delay of action until a particular time, or we're just pausing until something else happens. Wait also means to remain in readiness for some purpose, something that we leave left until a later time before dealing with it. So what are other words for us to consider that mean the same as wait? Another way of saying wait is to anticipate, expect. One of my favorite mentor pastors would say, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Wait means to get ready. How did my voice go all deep? Like, that sounded like T.D. Jakes for real. Threw me off. To be in readiness, to long for, counting the days, put off, hold off, to remain in readiness for some purpose. But listen to this. These are more spiritual, if you will. It means to stay put, to bide, and a word that I haven't heard in a long time, to tarry. Anybody know about tarrying? That's now, tarry is old school. Like your song you sang, people who were singing Come and Go to That Land, those people knew how to wait, to tarry. And they sure enough would. Scripture for us to consider as we think about waiting. Consider Psalm 27 and 14. Wait on the Lord. Be strong. Let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. That's the English Standard Version. Another wait scripture. Y'all know this one. But they who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings of eagles, and they shall run and be weary. They shall walk and not faint. What's your favorite wait scripture? What's your favorite wait song? The kids used to sing, I'm not sure who it's by, but it was a song called Wait, I Say on the Lord. You just wait, I say on the Lord. And John, Fred has a wait, a song too. Sometimes songs come to me real and I just hear them. But songs, They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. That's a wait song. So while we are waiting on the Lord, it's good to have a song in our heart to remind us just what we're doing. Somebody say, not finished. Oh, y'all talk back to me now. I'm starting with you. You're going to be able to hold it with, okay. Now, just walk that way. Brother Jerry, I'm going to give you this one. You know what, pretty girl? Let's switch. Hey, hey. Okay, since you're talking. Yeah, I'm going to give you this. Come on up here, sister. You participating out loud today. Come on. Yeah. Come on down, Mira Webb. Y'all, this is my darling sister Mildred. She's special, just like y'all, I want y'all to go to each person and let them feel a different weight. And I want you to go around and let everybody feel the weight. So you go that way, you go that way, and Jerry, you go that way. Yes. And y'all just make y'all way around because we're talking about weight, the weight of freedom. And don't hurt yourself. The weight of freedom. So what is weight? Something heavy, cumbersome. It may impede, hold somebody down. It means to be oppressive or burdened in some kind of way. Weight. Weight can cause us to be feeling like we're an overload. Mildred, whisper. Oh, burden means to be cast down. We have troubled minds. Just kind of let, I want everybody to get a feel for it. Mildred, you let all of them, everybody? We want, I'm letting every, there's a purpose that there's different weights. Each one of these are different. But don't talk, Mildred. Just let them feel it, baby. Well, we know who not to invite to participate in the action. You know, you just let them feel it. You don't have to say anything while you feeling because, you know, they can't hear me and you. Ooh, children of the Most High God. Praise his name. Oh, another weight means we may be grieved, distressed, tormented, afflicted, perturbed. So when we think in terms of weight, how heavy a weight may be, I brought the weights this morning just so we'll have an idea of what it's like to have a little weight. Mm-hmm. You guys can just bring them right back down here. And so, Mildred Jean Webb, please come, please bring the weight. Blessed be God. Ooh. All right. Thank you very much, my sister. You can sit down and press the mute button before you get there in Jesus' name. So here we go one more time. Mildred Webb, in the name of Jesus and the people, mute. That means silence. You too, mama. All right, now we back to the scripture. We won't do that no more ever again. I promise. In the yard. But anyway, Psalm 55:22. Ooh, he know what wait means for us, doesn't he? It means to cast our cares, cast your burden upon the Lord, and we're promised he will sustain us, and he will never suffer the righteous to be removed or to be moved. That's what happens when we cast our weight. Another thing, that's what happens when we cast our W-A-I-T. See, when we cast our weight, as in we're waiting like you cast in to catch the fish, when we cast our weight upon God, is telling us he will sustain us. So either way, we win when we cast our burdens that weight upon the Lord. And I like 1 Peter 5:7. Cast your care upon him, for he cares for you. That's 1 Peter 5:7, as well as Psalm 55:22. So why would we think of freedom from the terms of either waiting, and how do we see freedom as a wait? So let's define freedom real quick. Freedom is having the ability to act or change without constraint, to possess the power and resources to fulfill one's purpose unhindered. Freedom is also associated with what we are experiencing here, and tomorrow, celebration freedom is associated with liberty, autonomy, independence, in the sense of we have or we are functioning under a law or having rights, civil liberties, which can help us to exercise our rights without undue interference. That's freedom. So how can freedom be a weight, something that burdens us, and how can freedom be something we are waiting for, and in terms of what is coming for us? That is because it's like where we live. We're living in the advent, the eschatology, I love that word, of Christ, the already but not yet of Christ. We know already it is done in the spirit. But if it's already done in the spirit, why does it feel so weird in the natural, in the physical? And this is what we have to remember. Look at somebody, say, and repeat after me. That's why we have to remember. Y'all know what's coming up. We are spiritual beings having a what? We are what? Spiritual beings having a what? That's why the weight of freedom can be so freeing when we remember there is none like you. When we know falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I ever known. And this right here, you get one of them weights and something impedes your freedom because we are distracted from the ability to wait on the Lord and we're renewing our strength. It's always something to remind us. Hot dog, I'm human again. But guess what? That's all right. That's the beauty of us being spiritual beings, having a human experience. I forgot to tell y'all this. This is week 10. of spiritual beings having a human experience. 10 consecutive weeks so far. I guess I still haven't learned my lesson list yet since he hadn't changed us to another one. But it's something about us knowing that we are spiritual beings having a human experience that will empower us to wait on the Lord so that the weight of the world won't make our freedom in Christ Jesus seem burdensome. So the topic, not finished is what our topic for this series is. So we're going to look at and define finished. So what does it mean for something to be finished? It means having completed and or ended an action or an activity. That means whatever is going on, it's been concluded, it's consummated, it's finalized, it's terminated, overdone with in the past, it's accomplished, it's fulfilled, it's achieved. Another finished aspect is manifested, realize, it's finished. That's right there with the weight. We don't mind those kind of finished. But then there's that burden down weight feeling of the word finished. And that word, that understanding of finished is feeling loss of effectiveness, feeling powerless, feeling a lack of no prestige or a loss of prestige. It's feeling ruined, doomed, wrecked. One that comes up far too often for me, broken. Feeling defeated, beaten, thwarted, and just at an end. Not in a good way, like we're at the finish line, but we're at the end and we just can't take no more. So I like this topic because we get to look at what it is like to be finished, as well as waiting on the Lord and the weight of freedom. See, for real, our ancestors really did have to wait for freedom. Now, while we experience tomorrow's Independence Day, and we experience it as America's freedom from the king and monarchy and all of that, what is being celebrated today, yet tomorrow is not the same type of independence and freedom our ancestors had. So we're celebrating something tomorrow as a people that was not meant for us. We was fixing the food and probably making the fireworks while they were celebrating at another time. We're talking about the weight. Now that's the weight. For our ancestors, that was a heavy burden weight in terms of freedom. And what does that freedom look like whenever we are in a place of finished but not finished? I'm just going to go straight to the point, and I'm going to tell a story that helped me to fully understand what finished means for us. Y'all remember when Jesus was hanging on the cross and he was looking out over eternity, just looking out actually over the people? He hung there from the sixth to the ninth hour, just looking. Now here I want y'all to use y'all imagination with me. Just imagine if you're Jesus. You hanging on that cross. And you are there suffering, and you see all of these people jeering you, Some people are hurt for you. Some people are angry. Some people are mad. Just imagine all of the different emotions, reactions of the people present that Jesus was seeing as he hung on that cross. And just before he died, he looked out and he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." We're talking about freedom. He said, "It is finished." And he gave up the ghost. How does that impact not finished, the weight and the weight of freedom? I've always been moved by these three words, "It is finished." So I went on one of my spiritual retreats of my own, and I just asked the Holy Spirit to help me with the whole "it is finished" part. And for those 3 hours, they told me for an hour, Jesus looked out over humanity from Genesis to Malachi. That second hour, he was looking out at all of the people he had encountered in his 33 years and just observing. And then for that last hour, he looked from where he was to where we are to where it is not finished. And then he did this thing that every single one of us has done at one time or another. How many times have you told your child or somebody else, you didn't tell them, or maybe you told them, you commanded them, or you asked them kindly? Either they didn't do it, they were belligerent, recalcitrant, well, they would not do it, or you looked at them, you realized, oh, snap, they really can't do that. Or either you're in a rush and you just say, you know what, I'll do it. Holy Spirit revealed to me that's what Jesus meant when he said, "It is finished." Another three words, "I got this." I told you to carry your cross if you were going to be like this. He said, you know what? I got it. Oh, read Matthew 5 where he tells you, blessed are the poor in heart and all of these things and the perfection. Matthew 5 and 6 looked at all of the things he told people to do. Take up your bed and walk. All of these things. He said, mm-mm. I got this. Oh, when people rile you and they persecute you and they beat you down, don't forget he was tormented. He says, I have told y'all some things you're going to have to do. You know what? Out of all this time, before, right now, and the time to come, I got this. It is finished. The suffering, I got this. It is finished. And that's what he said. It's finished. But what he meant was, I got this. And when the Holy Spirit broke that down for me that way, oh, I'm not so eager to suffer. Oh, I'm not going to just to stay in a place of brokenness. I, on my journey, have made a conscious decision to wait on the Lord rather than thinking, well, maybe it ain't really finishing. Lord, can you imagine putting this? Y'all lifted these things, all of these on your back. Oh, we may not feel physical pressure from, you know, an object. But honey, the weight of depression, the weight of sorrow, the weight of disappointment. That's the weight we carry that makes our freedom in Christ Jesus difficult. But whenever we wait, oh, we get into this, it really is finished mindset. Because, see, we have to have something to remind us, to keep us going. As spiritual beings having a human experience, we experience freedom in Christ as true independence in our life. So what does that mean for us? We learn, we know, we practice, we are empowered, enlightened, awakened to the main difference between waiting and wait. And that means for us dependence, understanding, but dependence on Christ means independence in our life. The more we depend on God, the more we cast our burdens, the more we take our burdens, that will give us more independence to wait like a champion. That's what it means for us. And you know what? They gave me another little scoop. That's why we spent 2 months on grace. Because, see, whenever we learn about grace after grace, about grace upon grace, grace meaning God's reconciling appreciation, compassionate care, and empowerment towards us, that's what grace helps us understand. Grace helps us understand that it's finished, but it's not finished. Grace helps us get there is a weight of freedom. Christ said, I got your weight. And there's that weight where we're just there basking in the glory. So not finished means as long as I'm living, I'm a full grown woman, right? But I'm her child. I don't care. She can be 100, I can be 150. Always gonna be her child. That's the way we can understand not finished. God has done the work already in Christ Jesus, but guess what? We just got to keep moving forward and marching towards that freedom and remembering, yeah, it's finished, but it's not finished. Yeah, I'm waiting, but you know what? I ain't carrying no weight either. And that's what we are here to learn this month about, not finished. The weight of freedom. And so as we stand on our feet, remembering how much God loves us, remembering how much he cares, if you'll stand, we can be reassured that whether we are carrying a weight and not even realize we're carrying it, or whether we are waiting, knowing, we heard Jesus say, I got this, when he said, it is finished. That's what empowers us to be spiritual beings working out this human experience as we experience the weight of freedom. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. If that word touched you any kind of way, if you're able to stand. And if you have a prayer in your heart, everyone close your eyes. But if there's something that the Spirit is saying to you, lift your hands. That's how we learn to wait. wait with our hands lifted can be we are surrendering to God and allowing him to take it all from us. And we can be sitting here carrying that weight. But no matter how we show up, we thank God that regardless, he is carrying us, whether we understand it or not. And so we pray, Lord, we thank you for teaching us, for showing us, for carrying our burdens, for reminding us there is a lot of weight that we don't have to carry to be free. Lord, we thank you that you empower us, whatever our situation may be, to know that waiting on you is freedom. We thank you, Lord, that you bless us, you keep us, you sustain us, you remind us in so many ways that it is finished and we got this, even though our experience feels like it is not. Thank you for hope. Thank you for joy. Thank you for grace, because it is sufficient for us. Thank you for grace. It helps us to remember that with grace upon grace, we are with you. You carry us. You're just always with us. Thank you for your name being I am that I am, because you know that which we need. And for this, we say thank you. It is in your name and your glory we pray. Amen. And so as we go forth from this place celebrating, hopefully weightless people, as we wait for the next move, receive this blessing and benediction. Spiritual beings of love and light who just happen to be having a human experience, remember, it's our baptisms and all of the wonderful things of Christ that washes us, cleanses us, purges us, and restores us. And this is what completes us, reminding us that freedom is both finished and not finished. And as we leave this place, we know we wait, no longer weighed. And we are empowered to be this. We are confident in this very thing, that he who hath begun a good work in us will perform it until the name of Jesus Christ, for his name's sake and for his glory. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Who gets to carry the weights? That's where you say, we'll wait. God bless you and have a special week. Enjoy your dependence on Christ and your independence.